This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So there is a question to be asked about inflation in this economy as it starts to make its presence known again after a long, long period of being mostly dead. Wholesale prices, as Kate and Sudeep and I were talking about, picked up last month. Businesses were paying 0.6% more in October than a month earlier, which does not sound like much, I grant you, except it's the most that the producer price index, as it's known, the PPI, has risen in 6 years. Now, what's called the core PPI was more tame. It strips out items that bounce around a whole lot. But the question I started this little bit with still holds. Who is going to pay the higher prices that inflation is bringing? Marketplace's Amy Scott is on it.
Here's what inflation looks like to John Roser, owner of Roser's Bakery in Chicago.
Paper goods, you know, corrugated boxes, they've risen about 7% recently. I mean, eggs and milk and butter and flour and sugar, I mean, good on the list.
He's also paying his workers more to compete in the tight job market. But Roser says he's only raised his prices for custom cakes and shortbread cookies about 5% over the last year. He can't afford to go much higher.
You know, the way I see it, every time I raise prices, I lose customers.
Businesses everywhere are making those calculations, says economist Ann Owen at Hamilton College.
How much of that gets passed along consumers, it's going to depend on competitive pressures that the firms are facing.
Companies competing with cheaper imports, for example, or the grocery store bakery around the corner, don't have as much flexibility. And Owen says a lot depends on how flush their customers are feeling.
Right now, the economy is doing fairly well, so I would think that producers might be fairly comfortable passing on price increases to consumers.
Some companies appear to be very comfortable. Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, and Michelin are just a few that haven't been shy about announcing their price hikes. Wages are finally growing faster than consumer prices, but Gad Levenon with the Conference Board says that could change.
Concerns about spilling to consumer prices are higher now than they've been in this entire expansion. So I think the outlook for inflation is a little concerning.
The Fed has been raising interest rates gradually to keep a lid on inflation. If the economy keeps growing at its current pace, Levenon says the Fed will have no choice but to pick up its pace. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.